Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.
Back here on the show, and it is time to catch up with our friends from the Stones River Manor this morning. Shayna Walden is here, the Human Resource Officer, and Hannah Patterson, the Schedule Coordinator. And why are we talking about Stones River Manor today? Well, I'm going to let one of you kind of give us a broad brush overview. So who wants to do that first?
I can go ahead. We are doing an all-day event on March 17th, this coming up Monday, and we are doing a telethon. So we're calling it the Enriching the Golden Years Telethon of Care, and we are going to be raising money for our Life Enrichment Center that we're building addition onto our building currently, which will be a center for our residents that will do daily activities and a place for us to have events and their church services.
Awesome. So, Hannah, do you have an LEC there already that you're using, and is this just an addition to that?
So we have not a small room. We have a room where our activities are currently being held. Mm-hmm. But right now we're having to do our church services and our big parties and our big events in our dining room. So it adds a lot of hassle and a lot of stress for our employees and residents when we have big events. We've got to move all of our tables aside and kind of strategically plan times for when meal times are and when we have events. So it's going to be a big help for not just our employees, but our residents as well to have a space dedicated for this kind of events.
And big time, you know, setting up, breaking down a lot of staff to work, you know,
extra work. When we have big events, we kind of have to go all hands on deck to make sure that we can get it back in good working order for our lunch or dinner or breakfast the next day. So it's going to help out a whole lot.
Shayna, the construction is already going on now, if I'm not mistaken, right?
It is. We started in January, I believe. We started getting everything going. But we are hoping that by the end of summer, we'll be able to open it up to start having activities in our events there. We're hoping that maybe in the future we do a fundraiser for fashion show as well for our benevolence fund. And we're hoping that at some point we'll be able to start doing that there as well.
Good, good. So tell me about this fundraiser, kind of what you're going to do. And I know you're doing this in memory of a very special person for Stones River Manor in our community, honestly.
Mm-hmm. We're doing it in memory of Mike Gann. A lot of people know from Murfreesboro and this community. He loved to do things related to Alzheimer's and just any time that somebody was sick or having a bad day, he would make carrot cakes and just a lot of things that he would do for our community and for the manor. And he had the idea of a telethon fundraiser for several years, and it just never came to fruition. And we are as we were coming up with this fundraiser, we decided that we would do a telethon in memory of him. So on March 17th, we are going to be doing a little bit different twist than traditional telethons. We're primarily going to be doing through social media. We're going to have a lot of posts that we have scheduled out already where our residents and our employees have gotten together to do fun little videos. And we have posts just about our event and what we're doing as far as with the Life Enrichment Center, and we're going to post throughout the time of the day for that. We're also going to have a live performance that afternoon from someone that performs regularly at the manor, and just have regular updates about how the fundraiser is going as well.
All right, very good. So this is on all day Monday, right?
It is all day Monday.
So where should people be looking for the post? Will they be coming on Facebook, Instagram? Just and maybe they would want to go ahead and you know, like the page or something right now.
Yeah, we are doing it all on Facebook and Instagram, and so we have our @ is just Stones River Manor, so we will be doing every post through that platform, those platforms.
Very, very good. So, Hannah, how can, you know, people be involved in terms of, you know, making donations? Maybe some businesses would like to get involved in helping to spread the word through their social platforms or reposting your post and things of that nature. So maybe talk to us about how people can help support the Manor.
Yeah, of course. So some of the best ways that you can help, especially right now, is like Shayna said, just liking and following our Facebook and sharing our post. Anything to get the word out about our Manor or even just the event is going to help a whole lot. Another way is by just leaving a positive review on our Facebook or Google or whatever. We love to hear about how the Manor has touched your family or your loved ones, or just about the good times that you've had there. We are also partnering up with Panera Bread on Memorial, and from 4 to 8 the day of the event, part of the proceeds are going to be going straight into the Life Enrichment Center. All you have to do is show a flyer that's going to be posted on our Facebook, and you can show it on your phone or have it as a paper and just show it to them when you order, and we'll get part of the proceeds. So that's a wonderful way. We are already have our website, our fundraising website, up and running. So if you don't want to wait till the day of to donate, you can go ahead and go to our Facebook and follow the link. We also have a QR code on there to go ahead and donate so that you can go ahead and get your money out there.
Awesome. I'm going to go ahead and once I post the podcast, I'll put links to those social platforms and how you can go ahead and donate. And it looks like on Monday, I'm going to be having the Panera Asiago cheese bagel sandwich. So
yeah,
there you go. So that'll be good stuff. Facebook and Instagram, the two big places to check out at Stones River Manor. Anything, Shayna or Hannah, that we're leaving out here?
You can also, if you don't want to donate online, you can also come up to either of our front desks and they'll be accepting checks or anything like that. So if you're not wanting to donate online, we also are happy to take donations that way.
Very good. That's awesome. Appreciate you both being in.
Thank you so much for having us.
We'll get the podcast out, so then maybe you can share that as well on your platforms if people want to know a little bit more about what's going on. And good luck, and keep us updated on the construction of the LEC. That's going to be fun. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Our friends from Stones River Manor joining this morning. Again, Monday, a telethon, and it's kind of it's a 2020s telethon, right? On Facebook and Instagram, and check out at Stones River Manor for all of the information. Stay with us, and we'll have that on our podcast section as well. Right now, 25 minutes after 10, we're checking on sports news in just a moment.